Chairman. I have a motion for that development. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1795 for Bay Forest Club LLC, care of Nutelli Communities, Inc., for a change in zone to an MRRPC for the purpose of correcting the number of units within the existing approved RPC project based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. This is an infill in an existing RPC development. It consists of several scattered home sites within the overall project. The area will be integrated into the existing development and will be subject to the conditions imposed upon CZ 1526 and 1741, with the exception of the total number of the units for the development. The number of units associated with this application shall be 21. As a result, the total number of units for the Bay Forest project shall now be 913 units. The additional units fall within the sewer capacity allowed to this project. Any wetlands within the area covered by this application shall be appropriately and clearly marked for the information of the residents and the homeowners association. No parties appeared in opposition to this application. Before the applicant may proceed with any construction of the areas covered in this application, the applicant shall submit a revised master plan combining CZ 1526 and 1741 and this change of zone application into the entire Bay Forest development. This master plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Motion and second to recommend approval of change of zone number 1795, the ordinance to amend. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to this part of our agenda. It's our public hearings. We welcome you to your planning and zoning hearings. Thank you for giving up a portion of your Thursday night to be with us this evening. Let me assure you that anyone that wishes to speak on a given application will be afforded and accorded the opportunity to do so under the rules and standards of conduct of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And speaking of which, I want to draw your attention to this gentleman to my left and your right, our counsel, who's going to review those rules of procedure and conduct, including expectations of how you should expect a commission to behave and act, and the expectations that we will put on you as well. Thank you, Mr. Roberts.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Smith. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we do ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Likewise, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any comments, any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever you do speak to the commission, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you also be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any person should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.